Today's shir is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Tes. We will begin on Daf Kuf Ches on the base, two lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara Nachum Ishkamzu. The Mefarshim give two reasons why he was called Nachum Ishkamzu. Baruch says he was called Nachum Ishkamzu because he lived in the city of Gamzu. And other Mefarshim, as we're going to see extensively in Mitzvah Shem, and today's shir say he was called Nachum Ishkamzu because, as we're going to learn, he always said Gamzu Letoiva. Havragol, the Chodah Havasalakle, anything that happened to him, Amar, as we just learned, he always would say Gamzu Letoiva. He says the Gemara Yom Chad, Ba Yisrael Ishturi Dairon Lekesa. There was a time where Klai Yisrael wanted to send a gift to the king. And Amri, they said to themselves, Bahadi Mad Nijdar, who should be the one that we should send the gift with? Nijdar Bahadei, and they decided that the right person to send the gift with is Nachum Ishkamzu. And the reason is the Melumba Ben Nisim Hayu. He's the person that always had Nisim. And as the Ein Eliyahu explains, they obviously sent this gift because there was some distress that they were suffering, and therefore they needed that the king should have pity on them, and they knew that they need a nes, and they knew that Nachum Gamzu is the right person. The other pshat he suggests is with a mashal. The two people were going out to sea, and one person, before he got to the boat, got sick, and he couldn't travel, and he was very upset that he lost this opportunity. He was going on a business trip. Then the other person did make it to the boat, and then he heard that the boat drowned. So a little while ago, he was all upset. And now he's most happy for the nes that happened to him. That he explains was what Nachum Ishkamzu was all about. When something bad happened to him, he didn't look at it, okay, sometimes bad things happen to him. He was certain that from every distressful situation, something good will emanate. And that's indeed what happened with Nachum Ishkamzu. He realized, he went knowing that whatever will be good, whatever will happen, that will be good. And even if something doesn't look like it's so great, really it represents Hashem's Nisim. Says the Gemara, Kimata Lahu, the Yura, he came to a certain hotel to stay. He wanted to stay the night there. Amalei, and the people who were there asked him, Ma'ikabadoch, what is this that you are carrying along with you? Amalhu, Kumatelna Kargala Kaiser. He said, I'm carrying a gift to the king. Belila, so that night, what they did was Shirinu Lusuf, they opened up what he was holding, Shakul called the Havagabe, and they took out, I guess, all the gold and the diamonds, whatever he had prepared on for the king, and they replaced it that he shouldn't realize what happened. Melinu Milafa, they filled it up with sand. So the Pasha Peshat in the Gemara is that they did this that he should not recognize what happened. But then I saw another pshat. The pshat here that the Yad Ramah says, the Nachum Ishkamzu knew exactly what happened. So if he knew exactly what happened, why did he continue in his way when he's going with a box full of earth? Because Nachum Ishkamzu, as we explained, lived a life of emunah. And somebody who lives a life of emunah, even when he's carrying, when something like this happens to him, it doesn't cause him to be concerned, because he knows that everything is for the best, and therefore I could go with the backs of earth, and there's nothing to be concerned about. So says the Gemara, Kibmat al-Hasam, when he indeed gets to the palace, and the king opens up the box, and he discovers Ishtaka Chafra, that it was full of earth. The Jews are taunting me, Afkul Katli, and they wanted to kill him. Amar and Reb Nachum Ishkamzu, consistent to his approach, says, Gamzu L'Toiva, everything is for the best. Us Elio, Vidmelek Chad Menayus. Elio disguised himself and looked like one of the king's advisors. And Amalahu, and Elio says, Dilma Haish Afram Afrad Avram Avinu. As we discussed at the end of the previous year, Avram Avinu used the sand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him to be able to do battle with the kings. Dilma Haish Afram Afrad Avram Avinu. It's from that earth to have a Shadi Afram when he would send the earth to have a Harbi and everybody, it would turn into spears. Gili V'Hava Giri would turn into swords and spears. Badek V'Ashkechoche. And they indeed examined what was going on here. And he saw, and they saw that indeed, that's what happened. And says the Gemara, have a mechuza. There was a certain area, there was apparently a battle going on for this area for quite a while, and they were never able to capture that land. But now, they threw this earth that Nochem Ishgamzu threw at them, the Kavshua. And he was able to, and they were able to finally win that war. I a little bit Ganza. So now they brought Nochem Ishgamzu into their treasure house, Vamri, and they told him, "Call God Nichalach, whatever you want, you could take." Malya Lasifta Dahava. And what he did was he filled up his basket with gold. Says the Gemara, "Kihada Asa." When Nochem Ishgamzu was going back, and he stays in the same hotel that he stayed on the way going, Amalu Hanach Diure. The people who had taken the gold and silver and had made the switch, says, "My Amtus Labay Malka," and they asked him, "What did you bring to the king?" So he answered them, "Whatever I took from here, I brought there." So they thought to themselves, "Wow, the sand of our area is so powerful because look what happened." Shakle'inu. So they went and they took the earth from wherever they lived, and Amtala Hassam, and they brought to there. But of course, that sand was useless. Because, and then the king was very upset at what they did. They brought him just a box of earth. And they killed those people. The tremendous nes that happened to Nochem Ishgamzu. We learned at the beginning of the parak that the Dor HaFloga, we learned at the Mishnah, that the Dor HaFloga, Ein Lam Chelek Leilam Haba, asked the Gemara. So the Gemara tries to understand what was the episode of the Dor HaFloga. My Ovid, what happened with the Dor HaFloga? Answers the Gemara, Amri de Beirab Sheila. The people of that time said, why do we need tzaddikim to ask to daven to Hashem? Why do we need to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Nivda Migdal, let's build a tower, v'nalo l'rakia, and we'll go up to the sky, v'naka oisa b'kadumos, we will hit, so to speak, the sky with spear with axes, Kadesh Yuzovamimov, that it should rain. And what they wanted to say was that we aren't going to be relying on a Kadesh Baruch Hu. Another pshat that the Mefarshim suggests that this happened after the Mabul, and they realized that the Mabul needs the sky, so to speak, needs some support, that this shouldn't happen to them again. Says the Gemara, Mach Klab Rava. Says the Gemara, when this was said in the Gemara in Yisrael, they laughed. Im came, if that's the case, then why should they build it in a place that's a valley? Wouldn't it make more sense? Livna Sabatura, they should build it on top of a mountain when they are closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, because of this, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu ba'al Elazar, Nachlu Shlosh Kitas. There were three groups of people that were participating in the time of the Dor HaFloga. Echas Ameres Na'al V'Nesh Hashem. Let's go to the top of this tower, and let's stay on top of this tower, and therefore, even if it comes down a torrential rain, we have nothing to worry about, because we'll be so high up. Echas Ameres, another group said, Na'al V'Navad Avodah Zarah. Let's go worship Avodah Zarah. Achsamar Na'al V'Nasa Melchama, let's go hold battle with Hashem. Zu Shemeres Na'al V'Nasa Hashem, let's live there. Hefitzim Hashem. So instead of them remaining where they thought they would remain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dispersed them throughout the world. Zu Shemeres Na'al V'Nasa Melchama, Nasa Koyfim. They became apes veruchas. v'sheidim v'lilim, all types of sheidim. V'zu shemeres na'ala v'navet avodah zarah, that we should go up on this top of this migdal to worship an avodah zarah. Says the Gemara, what happened was Sham Bala Hashem Svas Kol Aretz. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu did is he mixed up all the languages, and in order for them to be able to build something, they have to be able to communicate. And what happened here was that instead of them being able to communicate, till then everybody spoke B'Loshon HaKodesh, and at that point there were all these languages. All these languages were instituted, and as I saw, the Be'er Sheva explains the pasuk that introduces the whole parsha of the Dor HaFlaga says V'hoya Svas Sof Achas Dvar Machodim. They all spoke the same language, so it was recognized that the reason all of this happened was because they had this thing that they all spoke the same languages. So our Gemara says that one group became kaifim. They became apes. Says so the Sefer Shevet Musar says a very interesting thing, just the opposite of those that believe in evolution. He says the people that believe in evolution believe that first the human being was an ape and he formed into a human being. He says that here was just from Algamar we see just the opposite. These individuals were originally human beings, and then they turned into apes. And he says that's why we find monkeys, apes, have the tendency that they like to imitate human beings. Because since they were the original human beings, so to have that connection to the human being, that's why Dalach is, that's why they have this tendency of trying to imitate human beings. And in fact, the Melech HaShleimah says that the Gemara Masech the Brachos, Daf Nun Ches Amibay, says that when one sees a kaif, he has to make the bracha Baruch Mashana Abrius. Why does he specifically make the bracha by an ape? So he quotes Rebbeinu Meshulam. He says, because in our Gemara, we're learning that the apes were originally human beings. And since the apes were originally human beings, so saying the word Baruch Mishana Habrius, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned the human into the ape, there was a shinui, there was a change, is most appropriate to be said when we think about an ape. Tanya says the Gemara, Reb Nosson Omer, Kulam Hashem Avodah Zarah Nischavnu. They all had intention to actually worship Avodah Zarah. Ksiv Hacha, the pasuk says here, Nasalon Hashem. The Ksiv Hasam, regarding Avodah Zarah, the pasuk uses the words Hashem El Himachem Laisaskiru, Ma'al Ahal Avodah Zarah, just like there, the pasuk is referring to Avodah Zarah, Afkan Avodah Zarah. The Sefer Yosher says that because they weren't able to understand each other, that's why they ultimately started to kill each other, because this person said, bring this, but he didn't understand, and that's how this happened. Amar Rav Yehuda Migdal, the tower that was built by the Anshei Dor HaFlaga, Shlish Nisraf, the upper third of it was burnt, Shlish, the bottom third of it, Nivla, was swallowed up by the earth, the Shlish, Kayim, the bottom third, still stands. Amar Rav, Rav says, Avi Migdal Mishakeach, that if somebody is next to the Migdal David, if somebody looks at it, it causes him to forget. And that's why the Sefer Yosha says that one should be careful if he's near the Migdal Bavel, he should not be even in the shade of the Migdal David, because the shade, and he says it could go of quite a distance, causes somebody to forget. And the Aruch explains that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did when he made the story of the Migdal was he made that area, like we've been learning in other places in our Shah and our Masechta, there are places that have the tendency that can make somebody that are bad. And this is a place that he forgets his learning. The Maral has a very interesting approach to this. The Maral says that what does a migdal represent? What does a tower represent? So it says a tower obviously represents height. Height is another way of saying gaiva. So he says that if somebody has gaiva, so the Kadosh Baruch Hu despises gaiva, and the individual has gaiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu distances himself from such an individual. On the other hand, the Torah, he says, is compared to mayim. Water flows down. So if somebody has in himself the tendency of mayim to be an onav, then he could be successful in learning. If somebody is unfortunately a bal gaiva, then he can't be successful in learning. Amar Rav Yosef, Bavel, the place that's called Bavel, the place that's called Bursav, Simenral L'Torah. It's not a good place, as we're learning. These are places where you forget your learning, and forgetting learning is obviously not the way to learn. My Bursav, Omrav, see what's the name Bursav represent? Bar Sha'afi, a place that a pit that was emptied out, meaning that somebody who learns, somebody in such a place will forget his learning. The part we learned further in the Mishnah, Anshe Sodom, Ein Lam Chelek L'Olam Haba. Says the Maratana Rabbana, Anshe Sodom, Ein Lam Chelek L'Olam Haba. Shnema, V'Anshe Sodom, Roim V'Chatoim L'Hashem Ma'oid, Roim Ba'olam Haza, V'Chatoim L'Olam Haba. Amar Yehuda, Roim, he has a different explanation. Roim B'Gufan, they did Averis with their body, they did the Averis of Znus, V'Chatoim B'Memoinam. They used their money to do Averis. Roim B'Gufan, that's talking when Yosef was speaking to Eshes Potiphar, and she wanted him to do an Avera with his body, the Avera of having relations with her. How do we know when it says Chatoim, it means with money? Because the Pasuk says if somebody refuses to lend money to someone else before the Shemitah, the Pasuk says about such an individual, V'chayu b'cha chet. L'Hashem, Birkas Hashem, this represents the curse of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Ma'od, Shemeskavnim m'chaytim. Sometimes a person does an Avera because he has a desire to do an Avera. But sometimes somebody does an Avera, a premeditated Avera. And that's what happened over here, that their Averas were premeditated. So I saw that the Sefer Margolis Hayom asks a question. When the Pasuk speaks about Sodom, or the Pasuk speaks about the Dor HaMabul, the Pasuk explains what the Avera was. The Dor HaFloga, our Gemara had to come together and had to try to figure out what was the Avera. So he explains a very interesting point. He says, as we learned, in the Dor HaMabul and the Sodom, these were people who did not get along with each other. And since these were people that did not get along with each other, it's understandable that they're going to do Averis. But the Dor HaFloga was a time that they had Achdus. Normally, Achdus is a very powerful thing. And we don't want to discourage Achdus. And because we don't want to discourage Achdus, the Torah doesn't want to dwell on the fact that they were really big Baal Avera. Masnisa Tana, the Bryson explaining about the Anshe Sodom, Roim B'Memoinim V'Chatoim B'Gufam. Roim B'Memoinim D'Ksiv, Roim Necha B'Chicha Avyoim. Pasuk speaks about somebody who refuses to lend money to someone else and uses the words Ro. V'Chatoim B'Gufam D'Ksiv V'Chatosu L'Lakim. They're the Pasuk, again, the Pasuk by Yosef. L'Hashem refers to Brichas Hashem. Ma'ezu Shvichas Domim. They were murderers. Shenemar, Gam Dam Nof Ki Shafch Mnasha Harim Oyed. So this is the wording that's used regarding murder. Tana Rabbana Anshe Sodom Lo Nisgahu. What caused them to do the Averis? Ela B'Shul Tova Sheshpila M'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so generous, says the Maral in explaining the Gemara. Because when somebody is enjoying and having success, it causes him to forget Hashem, as we said earlier in the shir, it causes him to become a Baal Gaiva. And that disconnects him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once a person is disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how he comes to do Avera. Maksim behem, Eretz v'mena yotzol hem, v'tachteh nech k'may eish, mokem sir avanah, v'afrizo avloi. Nesiv lo yada ayit lo shizafta ayin ayo lo yitrichu bane shachetz lo yada lo shachel. There was a land of peace and prosperity. Ask them, Avachir Eretz Mimena Yotzalachem, if it's a place that there was so much prosperity, Vafar Zavloy, and it had gold, Lamaloy, they said, Lord of Adrachim, their attitude was, we don't want to share with anybody, and we don't want any guest here. Shame by Malenu, because their attitude was that anybody who was coming to the city, El Chasrein Mamoine, their intention is to take our money away. So what they wanted to accomplish was that nobody should come to their city. Shnema Paris Godl Miam Gar Hanishkochim in a regal dalam and a snow. We don't want any strangers over here. Darsh Rav Maidik Siv. The Pasuk says and Pasuk Tilim, an Anu to say who to Taisusu Alish Taratska Kulam Kigir Noda Gudhuya. When they saw a wealthy person, what they would do is, they would ask this person to sit next to a wall that's about to collapse, and then they would cause that the wall should fall on this person, and then the person would die. And then what happened was, they would take their money. And the way the Mashah explains this Gemara, and this is really the explanation to many what we're going to learn here, is that they were Rishoim, and they wanted to get their hands on other people's money, but they wanted to do it in a way that it shouldn't be obvious. So they put the person next to a wall that collapses. And everybody says, what a terrible tragedy. And it's not obvious that it was done deliberately. Darsh Rav Maidik Siv, what they would do is that if somebody had money that they were hiding, they would put next to it something that smells, that gives off a very strong fragrance. And if they were asked to put this money away, they would put it away with that fragrance. At night they would come and smell the money because the afarsman that was next to it. Shnema Yeshova Erev, Yemke Kelv Yisoivavu Ir, Vayim Vachaytum Sham. They would go and dig where the money was kept. The Neitlin Oisai Mammon, and that's how they would find that money. Says the, continues the Gemara. Orem Yolino Mabli Lochish. Venk sus bekara, chama yusaimi nichum v'yachinim shor amana, nevelas yisigo edi nozlu v'yiru, v'hul and the kvaris yuval v'algadish yishkait. Darish Rabbi Yossi b'Tzipayri. So Rabbi Yossi was giving a shir in the city of Tzipayri. V'achmer lehi laila tlas mei makhtu b'Tzipayri. He spoke about this, and he spoke about this method that they have for stealing, and that night, 300 tunnels were dug up in Tzipayri because they learned this lesson of how to find someone else's money. Also, Kamatzarle said the wealthy people were very upset with Rabbi Yossi that he taught the Ganovim how to steal. Amla Yehavas Urchel Ganovi, you taught the Ganovim how to steal. Amlu Miavidana da Osu Ganovi, would I imagine that Ganovim would come to the Shir and learn how to steal? Ki Enoch Nafsh de Rabbi Yossi. When Rabbi Yossi passed away, Shofrei Marzvid Tzipori Doma, the rivers of Tzipori turned into blood. That from here we learn that Rabbi Yossi lived in Tzipori and he was an Adam Choshev that everybody was crying. So I saw that the Sefer Makar Baruch asks, why wasn't Rabbi Yossi concerned that Ganovim are going to show up to the Shir? Shouldn't he have been concerned that that would happen? He says that what happened was that if the people who had money would have come to the Shir and they would have heard what he said by the Shir, what would have happened was that would have caused that they should protect their money. So he was saying to them was, the problem with your city is that the only people that show up to the Shir are the Ganovim. You should have a city where even the where everybody shows up to the shir, and then you wouldn't have these, and then you wouldn't have these problems. Amri, the Gemara continues to discuss. The Gemara continues to discuss the city of Stein. It says the Gemara, this lechat Torah, they had the following rule: if somebody owns one axe, mari chajomer. They had a communal area where everybody had to participate in plowing. So if you have an axe with which they use for plowing, he works for one day. The lesley, if somebody doesn't have any animals, their rule was that they should do for 2 days. That, of course, this was just opposite of the way it should be, but they were bad people. And that's why I sort of was trying to explain, that's called chamas, taking something that doesn't belong. Says the one, have you seen by Amalta? There was a Yosem who was the son of Almana, and of course he had no money. So the people told him, since you don't have an axe, the rule in our town is Havle Torah Mary, you have to work with the animals for 2 days. Also Shaklin of a Katlinu. He went and killed all the animals. Amalahu, he says, this well now we have to divide the skin of the animal. So he says, following your flawed line of reasoning, this leitura, somebody who has animal, nishka chad mashka, should only get one hide. The less leitura, somebody who doesn't own animals, nishka trei mashka, should get two hides. Amle mai hai. So he said, what's your logic? Amle, so he said, I'm using your logic. Soifdina ketchilastina. I'm using your logic. Matchilastina. Your rule was, this leitura, that somebody who has an animal, mari chajoyma, works for 1 day. The less leitura, but if he doesn't own any animals, mari treyoyma, he has to work 2 days. Av soifdina, so too when the animals die, I'm using your logic. This leitura, the one that has one animal, lishkul chad, should only be entitled to one hide. The less leitura, and somebody who doesn't have an animal, lishkel trei, should get 2 dries. Again, they had another rule. The Avra B'mara, somebody who's going over the river, Nosef Chadzema, if he's traveling over the river in a boat, he should pay 1 zuz. The Loy Avra B'mavra, if he doesn't go over the river, Nosef trei, he has to pay 2. What was the logic if he's walking, so why should he have to pay more? So the Yad Rama says that they used to say, well, if you're not walking, if you're walking through the river, you're taking out water from the river. And since you're taking out water from the river, then you have to pay for that water that was in our river that you are using. That another rule. The Havilei Dar of the Livni. If somebody was making bricks, everybody would come and take 1 brick. And they would say that when they were accused for stealing, they would say, well, we only took 1 brick, which is less than a shava pruta. If somebody was putting out garlic or onions for drying, again, everybody would just take 1 onion, 1 garlic. And again, take that approach of Anor Chadashakli, I just took 1. And it's less than a Shava Pruta. There's a very fundamental question. We know that the halacha is that, as we just discussed now, the Pachs M'Shava Pruta is not considered a Gzela. How do we look at that halacha? I saw the Pais can discuss a question. If somebody goes to a store, and this is something that we have to think about, and they're selling nuts, and he picks up a nut, which is less than a shava pruta, what? So we're learning it's not considered an act of gzeila. What does that mean when we say it's not an act of gzeila? The Michas Chinuch has 2 ways of learning it. One is that the Torah says that when you steal less than a gzeila, then it's not considered an act of gzeila when it's less than a shava pruta, or is it considered an act of gzeila, but there's no chiv of a heshiv as a gzeila. There's no chiv of a heshiv as a gzeila shagozal, that you don't have to return if all that you stole is a pachs m'shava pruta. What would be the nafkamina? The nafkamina would be if somebody stole a number of time something that's less than a shava pruta. So now, if we say that less than a shava pruta is not considered an act of exela, but if you do it a number of times, then it accumulates. But if we say that every time you steal less than a shava pruta, the person from whom you stole is meichel, so that even though it may be accumulated over many times, there still was mechila on every act of gzela. Rav Nashe Klein Zatzal in his Sefer Mishnah Halakas says this svara, and maybe you wouldn't have to return. Says the Gemara, Arba Dayanim Hayu B'Stayim. There were four Dayanim in Stayim. Shakroi v'shakrui, Zayfi u'matz ladina. The Machlei Itasa the Chavri says the Gemara, a certain how crooked they were. The Machlei Itasa the Chavri Mafla. If somebody hit a pregnant woman and caused her to miscarry, Amalei Yav Navlei the Narbi Nilech. They would say, what is the punishment that this person should get? That she should have relations with this woman and make her pregnant again. The basla l'udah d'chamer d'chavrei, if somebody would cut off the ear of somebody else's donkey, amalei havanelei ad d'katcha, give it to the person who did this until another ear grows back. The padalei chavrei, if somebody hit another individual, amalei havlei agra d'shakal akdama, as we often have in Shas, their primary refuah was hakazos dam, and they would say, the person who hit, it deserves to be paid for having done bloodletting. Davra b'mavra, if somebody was going over the river, yoav arvizoze. If you're going with a boat, the toll would be four zos. But the avra b'maya, as we discussed earlier, if you walked, yoav tamnizuze, you have to pay eight because you're using up the water. Zemnechar asahu kaivis ikal hasam. There was once a person who had a laundry and came to that river. Amlei, have abrazuzay. You have to pay four zuzay because you went with a boat. That's the toll. Amlei, noy b'mayim avra. I walked. I didn't go through with a boat. Amlei, so they said, you can't have tavna. Then, as the rule is, you have to give eight. The avra b'mayim because you walked through the water. Lo yav. He didn't want to pay it. Padua, they hit him. Also come made the dayanim. And he came to the Yonim, Amalei, Havle Agra the Shakal Chatama. And he said to him, now not only do you have to pay for going through the river, you also have to pay for him having bloodlet you. But Tamni Zuzu Davat B'mayim. So you owe him money for the walking through the river, and you also owe money because he hit you. The Maral says that what is this left us in the Gemara? That even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rishayim always want to do bad to us, the Gemara says, Hahu Kaivis is always represents a tzaddik. And what we see from our Gemara here is that wherever the Rishayim meet a tzaddik, they do whatever they can to hurt tzaddikim. Eliezer of Avram is Rami Hassam. Eliezer once came to Stoim, Pedua, and one of the people in the city hit him. Also came the Yonam, and they came to the Dayan. Amalei have agro the shagul chdama. He told Eliezer, you have to pay this person. He did bloodletting for you. Shagul glolop. So Eliezer took a stick. Pidu ila dayana. He hit the Dayan. Amalei my high. So the Dayan asks, what kind of behavior is this? Amalei agro the nafach minach. You now owe me money because I did bloodletting for you. The money that you owe me, havne lahai, pay to the person that hit me. And I'll stay where I am. The Sefer HaYosher explains what was Eliezer doing in Stoim. So he says, Sari Menu sent Eliezer to Stoim to see how her nephew Lot was doing. When he came to the city of Stoim, he saw one person hitting another person, a guest in the city. And because Eliezer saw how this guest in that city was being abused, so he went and tried to save that person. And that's when that individual who lived in Sodom hit Eliezer. And that was the beginning of this entire story. Says the Gemara, Havli Paraisa, that they had a bed in Sodom. Daven Magna Lay Orchim. The guest would sleep on that bed. Kimarach, if the guest had long legs, Geisele, they would cut off part of his feet to make him fit on the bed. Kigutz, when he was short, Maschimle, they would stretch him. He should be able to sleep on the bed. Eliezer Ev Avram Ikel Hossam, and Eliezer came to the city. Amrle, Kum Gani Aporia, and they told him, here, go please sleep on the bed. Amlam, Nidra Nadrim and Yom de Mesa Imam, I made a nether from the day that my mother passed away, like Ganina Apurya, that I don't sleep on bed. So I saw that the Sokol Rava explains that what the bed, what the Gemara here means to say with the legs is that the legs are represent money, because the Gemara says Mamina Shel Adam, person's money Mamidal Raglov, puts him on his feet. And that was the bed of Sodom, that when they saw money by somebody, they did whatever they came to try to get his money into their pocket. The Pnei Menachem has a whole different understanding of why Eliezer wasn't Sodom. He says the reason Eliezer wasn't Sodom was because Avram Avinu had sent him to try to get the people of Sodom to do tshuva. Unfortunately, he wasn't successful. Says the one who have him Sramlo Anya, when a poor person would come to the city of Sodom, Yavle Kol Chad V'Chad Dinra, everybody would give him a dinner, V'Ksiv Shmeilei, and they would write their name, the person who gave the dinner would write his name on it, V'Riftalav V'Mamtalei, but nobody would serve him any bread. And then, because nobody gave him any bread, what happened was he would pass away. And then everybody would take their coin back, Oskol Chad V'Chad Shodim the day. And the morale explains that this Gemara is a very important lesson. It says we have people who have money and they give tzedakah. But when they give tzedakah, they don't give tzedakah because they sincerely are concerned about the person to whom they're giving tzedakah. Their entire attitude in giving tzedakah is just, how will I be able to get back the money that I gave? That's the lesson of this Gemara. Says the Gemara, Hachi Isna Benayu, they made the following deal amongst themselves. Konman the Azur Gavla Be'elula Lishlach Glimi. If somebody invites somebody to a wedding, they should take off his clothing. Don't invite people. Have a Haichalula, there was once a wedding. Vikal Eliezer L'Hosam, and Eliezer came to that wedding. Nobody offered him any food. Kibayla Misit, when somebody wanted to eat, Us Eliezer v'Yosef l'seif the kula. Eliezer sat at the end of the table. Amrlei, my asma l'hacha. And the person sitting next to him said, who invited you to this wedding? Amrlei, who the Yosef? He said to the person who invited him, Ata Zamten, you are the one that invited me. But they had a rule that whoever invited somebody to a wedding lost his garments for doing something so terrible. Amrlei, who the Yosef? Ata Zamten. So he said to the person sitting next to him, you invited me. So now I got all concerned. Maybe people are going to think that I indeed invited him to the wedding. And what's going to happen? They're going to take away my clothing. So the person, before anybody would hear, would just run away. And Eliezer kept on moving up the table, and he said that to everybody sitting next to him. Until everybody ran away, and the only one remaining at the meal was Eliezer. And Eliezer was able to eat up all the food. How he have a revisa. There was a young woman. She would bring food to poor people in a pail that she used for drawing water, that people shouldn't recognize that she was trying to give food to poor people. Shafu Dafsha. And Igloy Milson, she got caught. Shafu Adavshev Kuma Igoshura. They poured oil over her body and they put her on top of the wall. Also, Zaburi and beasts came for Chlua and they devoured her. About this young woman. Miraglim, we learned in the Mishnah. Elan Chayigloyam Haba. Shnema, Vyemusa Hanoshim, Moitzi Dibas Oritz, Rabba Magefa. V'musa b'olam hazeh, v'mageif l'olam haba. Furthermore, adas korech en lam chelik l'olam haba. Shnemar, v'tchas l'em ha'oretz b'olam hazeh, v'yoyvdu b'toich ha'kol l'olam haba divir v'kiva. V'lezo o'im aleim o'im ha'kosev, Hashem meimus u'mechaya, marit v'shol v'yana. V'yo'al, they will come out. So, the Kli Yoker explains that that was what Chana was mispalel, that they should have Yeshua because her son Shmuel was a descendant of them. They're like a lost item, that just like something that's lost. It's lost, but it will come back. The pasuk says v'yikach korach. Amar Reish Lakish. What does it mean v'yikach korach? Shirokach mekach ro la'atzmai. He did a bad deal, and as I saw the Sefer Tzlusa d'Avram explains, people think that by doing these kind of acts, by getting into machlokes, they're going to benefit. But actually, nothing good comes out of machlokes. Korach, why was his name Korach? Shanasa Korach b'Yisrael. A big part of Klal Yisrael was cut out. Ben Yitzar, Ben Shasich alav is kol olam k'tzrayim. He got the whole world angry like the heat of the day. Ben Kahos, Ben Shehika Shina Melodov. His previous generations were embarrassed because of him. Ben Levi, Ben Shasul Levi b'Gehenim. He's an individual that ended up in Gehenim. Ask the Gemara, V'lech Shanami Ben Yaakov, why isn't he called Ben Yaakov as well? He was a descendant of Yaakov Avinu, and it would make sense to call him that, because Ben Sha'okov Gehenim, he connected himself to Gehenim. Amram Shumar of Yitzchak, Yaakov Bikish Racham Al Atzmai, Yaakov Avinu was mispalel that his name should not be mentioned together with Kairach. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, that Yaakov Avinu said, when he gave the bracha, "B'besoidem al tov nafshi b'kol matech l'kvoidi, b'besoidem al tov nafshi, my name should not be mentioned with the meraglim, b'kohol matech l'kvoidi, zuadas kairach." So I saw that the Sefer Lakuti Bas Lakuti quotes the Shlo. He says that by the Teichacha we find the pasuk says "V'zachati b'risi Yaakov." So we see that the Yaakov's name is sometimes mentioned in a bad, when something bad happens. So why is it not mentioned here? So he says a beautiful word. He says, the biggest tachacha is that when somebody who had a great father, comes from great individuals, doesn't behave as befitting. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a tachacha, so he actually mentions Yaakov Avinu's name, because that's part of the klala, that how you, who are a descendant of Yaakov Avinu, behave that way. Yaakov Avinu was mispalta HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Korach, that even though Korach's doing such a terrible Avera, such a sin, I don't want my name to be mentioned, it won't be considered such a significant Avera.